Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Mr. Robert Cray on guitar there, blues guitar. He's the best. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other cool things you can do there, including find out more about our Brain Trust members, which includes our good friend Ray Keating, who's with us right now. Ray is chief economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. He's a columnist for Newsday, which is a publication in the New York area. And he's our good friend Ray Keating. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Glad to be here.
Ray, you've compared and contrasted, as my old professors used to say, the Bush tax policies and that he has conducted and that he plans and the proposed Kerry tax policies. And I want you to talk about this, but one of the things that I'd like to say as we set this up is something that's always bugged me is when politicians say that they're about jobs, they're running on jobs, and they use the word jobs like when they get in the office, they can just crank up the jobs mill and crank them out. Other than creating more jobs for federal agencies, presidents don't create jobs. They conduct policies. They conduct their administration that creates policies that can either promote creating jobs in the marketplace or hinder creating jobs in the marketplace. But they don't ever say that. They just say, we're going to create jobs. And I wonder if people actually believe that a president is responsible for creating jobs.
Well, you know, you sum that up perfectly because they so many of them do talk about, you know, how many jobs they created, and you're right, it's their policies that affect job creation and entrepreneurship and small businesses in the marketplace, but they don't do the job creating, that's for sure.
No.
It's primarily, as you well know, small businesses that create the bulk of jobs out there. So the question is, how do their policies impact that? And so you're absolutely right in terms of trying to get past the political rhetoric, and what we're doing right now at SBSC is we're starting a series of analysis on looking at President Bush and looking at Senator Kerry on some key issues that are important to small businesses, and over this past week we've issued our first two reports. We've graded them on, one is on international trade, but what we're here, so that paper's out, and also we've graded them on their tax plans, and we've given President Bush an A and Senator Kerry a D plus on their tax.
A D plus is that? What is that, like a 69 or a?
That's exactly
71.
Well, you know, when you look at Senator Kerry's record, it is during his early years in the Senate. It's actually kind of mixed. For example, he voted for the 1986 Tax Reform Act, which had some pro-growth aspects, but it also had a negative in there, and it raised the capital gains tax. But then, as time went by, he got more. He also voted against which I found very interesting. He voted against the first President Bush, George H.W. Bush's, famous breaking of his no new taxes pledge, and he raised taxes. And actually, Senator Kerry voted against that, so it's kind of interesting. But once President Clinton came into office, Kerry moved pretty firmly into the camp of favoring higher taxes, and he voted for the 93 tax increase. He voted against the 1997 capital gains tax cut, and then, of course, in 2001 and 2003, the recent tax relief packages, he voted against both of those.
Well, but Ray, even though he does have a tendency to vote for higher taxes, he doesn't have a consistent record of always voting for higher taxes. You point that out in your piece. So shouldn't that give us maybe a little bit of hope for him?
Well, I think you got to look at the, obviously, if you go back, you know, you can go back to 86 and we can go back to 1990. Those are certainly things that you have to keep in mind. But then look at what he's been proposing out on the campaign trail. And that's the other part of the equation here. So he's talking about rolling back part of the Bush tax cuts, specifically for upper income earners, So you'll see the top income tax rate go back up, the dividends tax rate go back up, capital gains tax rate go back up. The death tax won't go away under a President Kerry. It would stay around in a slightly different form than we saw it a few years ago. He's also got a plan for this issue on tax deferral on foreign profits. That, you know, this has been a big issue about outsourcing and
right.
and companies moving businesses overseas. And, you know, what Kerry is missing in the equation is right now the U.S. corporations face some of the highest taxes in the industrialized world, and they face double taxation internationally. Most
right.
most countries, if you pay taxes abroad, they'll give you a tax rebate versus your taxes at home when you bring those profits home. The U.S. does not do that.
Well, doesn't Mr. Kerry favor that, though? Doesn't he favor
Well, he does. What he wants to do is he wants to give a temporary one-year, you know, if you bring your profits home, you'll only get taxed at 10%.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, it's a situation of double taxation.
Well, maybe he'll like that and he'll do it for a second year, right?
Well, we could roll the dice, I guess.
I guess we could. Well, what about Mr. Bush?
Bush, on the other hand, has, I have to say, he's done a pretty darn good job on taxes. When you look at the key issues on the tax front in terms of what impacts economic growth, I argue in the paper it's taxes on personal income, corporate income, capital gains, estates. All those things are taxes on the things that drive the economy forward, working, saving, investing, risk-taking. And in three of those areas, three out of four areas, he's actually cut taxes. He's brought down the personal income tax. He's cut the capital gains tax. The dividends tax came down, which is not necessarily a big issue for small businesses, but certainly for investment overall. And he's got the death tax.
Did you say the dividend is not a big issue?
Well, the dividend tax
is not a big issue for small business in terms of them paying dividends,
right.
But it's a big issue in terms of small businesses being part of the 50% of Americans who own stock.
You're absolutely right. And that's why I said for investment in general, I think it is important.
Yeah.
And then of course, he's got the death tax on the path to be phased out. So those are all big positives. The question, of course, with the current tax situation is permanency. Can we make these tax cuts permanent? As you well know, after 2010, everything comes back to the way it was before the taxes were cut. So Bush has come out to make it permanent, and he has been pretty strong in that and pushing for it. So that's
an
issue that...
By 2010, I think, is what Yogi Berra would call deja vu all over again. I think
exactly.
So. Ray, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We've got 20 after, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a good visit with our good friend Ray Keating, the Chief Economist for the Small Business Survival Committee. Their website is sbsc.org. I recommend you check it out. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Ray Keating is our guest, Chief Economist for the Small Business Survival Committee, an organization that does more for small business pound for pound than any other group that I know of. And you know Ray very well. You know Karen Kerrigan, the chairman of the SBSC, and very well. Both of them have been on the show many, many times. Ray, by the way, folks, you can also find Ray's columns at Newsday.com, right, Ray? If they're not,
right,
in the New York area?
Every Tuesday and Newsday.
All right. And so you can find them at the website, but you can also find out some of the things that Ray's been talking about. Some of these reports he was talking about, the free trade, the trade piece and the taxes piece, both of those are on your SBSC.org website, right, Ray?
Right, exactly.
So, and if you subscribe, if you join the SBSC and you subscribe to their publications, they'll send them to you. So that's how I get them, and I enjoy them very much. Okay, Ray, we're talking about how to help voters sort through all the rhetoric, all the BS when the politicians say, "I'm going to create jobs." Well, you know, if you look at Mr. Kerry's record, you could say, well, you know, sometimes he voted for tire taxes and sometimes he didn't. So there's no guarantee that we'll know how he'll vote it the next time. But of course, if he becomes president, he won't be voting. He'll be creating things. He'll be starting things and from scratch. But I think we should pay attention to the overall attitude of the candidates about the marketplace. And one of the things that was troubling to me about that, Ray, was Mr. Edwards last Wednesday night in his speech said, we will raise minimum wage. Well, in my opinion, that raising minimum wage is tantamount to raising taxes.
That's exactly right. And, you know, they did make some clear anti-business statements. I mean, Mr. Kerry, there is no doubt about where Mr. Kerry is on, for example, taxes on income earners above a certain income level. He has said, we're going to raise taxes there. Now, that's bad for a lot of small business owners who fall into that category, and it's certainly bad for investment. And
what is the income level? Is it the top 1% or top 2% he wants to tax? What is
I believe the number he's throwing around is $200,000. So if you make more than $200,000, you're definitely getting a tax increase with Mr. Kerry.
Right.
Now, the people that make less than $200,000 may not think, well, so what? What do I care? But, of course, that tax increase has an effect on the economy in general. It has an effect on incentives to invest and for entrepreneurship and to create jobs. So it's not just, you know, the economic reality isn't we're just going to get those rich guys, which is, you know, the class warfare tax policy mm-hmm. that we're hearing. It has impact well beyond them. And then you're absolutely right on the minimum wage issue. You know, Mr. Edwards, you know, Edwards gave a nice speech. You know, he did his Two Americas routine, which is kind of a class warfare with a nice smile. But he also, you know, explicitly attacked small businesses through his promise to raise the minimum wage. And, you know, it's not only small businesses who are going to get hit there in terms of higher labor costs, but obviously the other employees at small businesses are going to be hurt because they may take a hit in order to pay for that higher minimum wage. And it also, you know, it ignores the economic reality, again, of the marketplace where you've got to understand that a higher minimum wage means that there will be fewer job opportunities for a lot of low, unskilled, young, inexperienced workers. That's mm-hmm. the economic reality of it. That's one of the issues that most economists agree on. So, yeah, I think you have to look at that and what kind of signal does it send, and it is quite worrisome.
Well, the thing that I think we need to be doing, whether it be the president or a council member, is
one thing on a minimum wage, just to throw it in here, it's something that upsets me because the response in Republican circles has not been by any means as strong as
right.
one would hope.
Exactly.
You know, the Bush campaign has kind of been has been waffling on this, and you get a lot of Republicans in Congress that waffle on this. So it's an issue, I think, that small businesses have to make clear to all their representatives,
right.
whether it's Republican or Democrat.
Well, and as I was about to say, whether you're talking about a council member or a president, we need to be electing more people who understand how the marketplace works. And if they understand how the marketplace works, they won't be in favor of raising minimum wage. They won't be in favor of policies that hurt the economy, that hurt the marketplace. You know, one of the things that I found out, Ray, in talking to small business owners across this country and small business owners in other parts of the world, I've asked them, if you had more money that you pay in taxes, if you had that money back, if you had some of that back, what would you do with it? To the person, without hesitation, they all said, I'd put it back in my business.
Yep.
Europeans
yep.
have told me this. People from all over the country have told me that. It's a genetic thing for small business owners. And that's the reason why, Ray, that when I hear those things from small business owners, that's what makes me a supply-sider.
Well, you're right, and the bottom line is, you know, for voters, I think, is where do you think the money should go? Should it stay with the private sector, where people are going to invest it and create new jobs, maybe start up new businesses, or even, heck, if they go out and buy a yacht? Well, guess what? Somebody
right.
has to build that yacht.
That's right.
Or do you want to go on the other side and hand it over to politicians and government bureaucrats? What do you think they're going to do with it? So I think the decision here is pretty clear.
Yeah. Ray Keating, thanks for being here today. Good job.
I appreciate this
comparison. We'll see you next time.
Okay, take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, chief economist with the Small Business Survival Committee. That's sbsc.org. I encourage you to check it out. Quick break, right back with Andrea Nuremberg. We're going to talk about networking. 29 after, this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.